We'll start you with the Torahway Northwest London, Monday, 20th of Cheshvan, 14th of November, Rav Sholem Siegel, Shlita. The means justifies the end. This week's Torah will be sponsored the Chvod Simchas HaMitzvah of Moti Pels, and the Reyor, whose bar mitzvah was last Shabbos. He wrote in Shizka, her over, Kenov, Rav Nachas, Menem, and Kol Yotzei, Chol Yotzei Hem.
Thank you very much. Good morning. The subject, Hetiru Sofa Mishum Tichilase, does the means justify the end? What I want to discuss this morning is a question which arose just over a week ago in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody living up north, I've got a family there, so I know about this mice, which took place, as I said, not this Shabbos, just past, I think it was Parashas Lech Lecha. There was a lady from a place you may have heard of, Carmiel, up north, in Haifa, and she went into labor on Erev Shabbos. On Friday she went into labor. They went into hospital, they went to Sfas, which I think is the more or less the nearest hospital there. They went to Sfas, and the Yeredes, the husband, and a labor coach went on Erev Shabbos. And as Shabbos was fast approaching, the labor coach was left in a bit of a quandary. You see, normally she wouldn't take on a case if it was on Shabbos. I don't think any halakhic reason. I think just presumably she's got young kids or something like that, family. So Shabbos was, generally speaking, was a day she wouldn't accept any sort of job. However, here the Yeredes was already in the throes of labor, so she didn't know what to do. So the husband of the Yeredes, he said to her, look, you or get your husband to ask a shaida, will you be allowed to ask a goy to drive you back after, once the baby's born, to drive back to Carmiel? So that's exactly what they did. The husband of the labor coach asked a shaida, I'm not sure from who, but from a, I'm told, a choshev talmid chacham, and his response was, yesh lahokem. You can be mekel. In other words, yes, you can go ahead and do that. And Kachava, that's what happened. The baby was born early Shabbos morning, and the mother got the taxi back. The labor coach got the taxi back. So now, what happened subsequently was that, I'm not sure exactly who, but it seems possibly a couple of our Brechem, Kedarkom got rather excited about this. Kedarko Shel Torah, and they were speaking to the, I think it must have been the husband of the labor coach, and said to the husband of the labor coach that they think essentially that this Talmud Chacham got it all wrong. Initially they were coming off Siman Tov Zayin, and Siman Tov Zayin, that's in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, where it talks about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now they were misakin, if a person has gone out Lamoshal for Kiddush HaKodesh, he's got a Pai Mama, we extend his Tachum, and whether he's allowed to go back, etc, etc. But Bekitza, from that, it becomes clear that, as far as they're concerned, nothing more than allowing the Tachum of our Pai Mama, in other words, certain kulos with regard to Tachum Shabbos Derabon. Over here, however, there's no question about it, even as the crow flies, I'm told, there is more than Yud Beis Mil, more than, in today's terms, roughly 12 kilometers, give or take, 12 kilometers, which is Tuchum Shabbos Da'iraisa. Right? Even as the crow flies, between Carmiel and Tzfas, you've got between the two cities, there's more than Yud Beis Mil Da'iraisa. So they said, Tzimi Mater and Issa Da'iraisa, to go outside the Tuchum Shabbos Da'iraisa, Mehecha Tesi. Now, they were, I think pretty quickly, they were set right that, or from their point of view, that they had got it wrong. It had nothing to do with Siman Tov Zayin. That's a general heter. We're dealing here with the heter of Hetiru Sofa Mishum Techilase. Hetiru Sofa Mishum Techilase means like this. It's a Gemara in Eruvin. It may be linked to the Gemara Legabe Eidus HaChodesh. The Rishonim talk about that. But the Eidus HaChodesh is not actually mentioned there in the Gemara in Eruvin. And that is that we find a few examples where a person goes goes out Bereshus, he goes and does, for example, the classic cases for Pikuach Nefesh, there's a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakono, so it could be a Hatzolah member, it could be a doctor. In fact, anyone who does anything for the sake of that Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakono, that's probably the most classic case today, he's Mechalel Shabbos. So we say like this, once the danger has passed, so now, Be'etzem, there shouldn't be any more heter for him to be Mechalel Shabbos. However, if the person is, the situation is such that if you say to the person, no, you can't, for example, let's say a person's gone out, a doctor has gone out to treat the, to see this patient. He goes out, following, and it's quite a way out, and following the, everything's been sorted, now he wants to be able to call a taxi to get back. So you say to him, no, danger's passed, you can't be Mechalel Shabbos anymore. So he says, well then in which case, you know what, next time, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I've got a family at home, I'm going to hesitate, maybe somebody else will do it. Well, we don't want that to happen. So because of that, we say, that we will allow him, that's probably the most classic case, to call a taxi to take him back.
He might be needed again as well. If it's
Hatzolah or something like that, if all the ambulances are off base and they think that they may need the ambulance again or his equipment, Avada, although as Abz Rav Scheinberg, I'm told Rav Scheinberg was actually machmir on that, he says you go by what's in front of you. You don't follow statistics, you don't worry about what's going to be. If there's no sakon in front of you, you leave a Takodesh Baruch Hu. But the generally accepted Hanhoga is not like that. If we know the likelihood is there's still a long way to go on Shabbos, we will allow them to get equipment brought back, take the, if absolutely necessary, even to drive the ambulance back to base, etc. Fine. So now the question was over here, well, if you look at the Gemara, there's no clear heter for doing a Doraisa based on that. And here we're dealing with a Doraisa. So they said, Mehechates, you could be Matir and Issa Doraisa of going outside the Tchum Shabbos Doraisa. Look at the Gemara there. There's no clear indication. Depends on how you learn the Gemara there. That was their first point. The second point, I don't know how serious they were being with this point, or at least one of them was, or whether it was more just to save face. And he said, well, look, as far as he sees it, I don't know if it's for a man to say this, but he doesn't think a labor coach really does very much anyway. And in other words, it's not really necessary, right? So let's first dispel the second claim, which is I can say that is absolutely nonsense. For the simple reason, if you look in Siman Shin Chaf Ches, you look there, which is obviously the halachos of Refuah on Shabbos, and it's very clear there. It's a clear cut halacha from the Mechaber there, that when you're dealing with a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakono, you do anything you would do normally be Mosachal. Whether you think it's necessary, not necessary, if you would normally do this for the Chodesh on a weekday, you will do it on Shabbos. Even though we're not saying it's Hutra, we don't take on it that Shabbos is Hutra, that it just becomes like a weekday. It's the Chuyah, but nonetheless, you do whatever you would do on a weekday. There is discussion in the Bi'ah Halacha, Mishnah Berurah there, based on a Me'iri, about how far you could take that. If it's something which is clearly nothing to do with the actual treatment, it's not really tied in, but if the Chodesh asks for it, maybe you can still do it. But as put it this way, Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a teshuvah where he discusses a husband going with the wife in the taxi on Shabbos when she's gone into labor. And interestingly enough, despite the fact, for example, you got the Chazan Ish, who in a letter apparently encouraged the husband and said, yes, you should go with, seemingly the husband didn't think he should, and the Chazan Ish said he should. Rav Moshe Feinstein is not really happy about it because he says, let's face it, at least in many cases, the husband's not really going to be doing very much. He'll be standing outside the room at the time of delivery. He'll say kapitel tzinim, he can say that from home. So, on the other hand, the wife wants him to come with. So, Rav Moshe says, well, try and be masbit to her that you'll be fine. Everything will be fine. You go. I'll walk on foot. Hopefully, I'll get there in time. You'll be all right on your own. Okay? But he writes, and this is the point. He says, if the wife still wants the husband to go with, he says, avada, there's no question about it. You go with. I know we're not dealing with Chilul Shabbos Deraisa, that's not the point. Listen to his reasoning. His reasoning is, because at the end of the day, if she wants the husband to go with, whether you feel you think it's necessary or not, that lack of security that she may feel could lead to sakon. So if a woman says she wants a labor coach, whether you think or you don't think that it's necessary, if that's what she wants, for sure the lack of security could lead to sakon, and therefore it's absolutely ridiculous to say that, well, there's no heter for her to be Mechalel Shabbos. Now, that's even if they were right. But they're clearly wrong anyway. I know we've got a doctor sitting back there. But the Maisa, I spoke to somebody here in Golders Green, a Talmud Chacham, whose wife is a labor coach. And he said, he looked at me, like shaking his head as I was telling him this on Shabbos. And he said, listen, just this past Friday, his wife went in to UCH. There was a woman in labor. By the time she got there, the woman was ready in theater. They were about to do a cesarean. So this labor coach says she wants to go in. She put on the overalls. She went into theater. And she asked the doctors or the surgeon there, is it really necessary? And always, can we hold off for a little bit longer? Bekitzer, she persuaded them to hold off a little bit longer. The baby was delivered naturally. This is just one of many, many stories, such stories that I know from this particular labor coach, where they can sometimes, obviously they're not doctors, they will work with the doctors, but in sometimes they're able to sort of speak to the doctors, speak to the midwives, and is it absolutely necessary? Can we wait a little bit longer? And they do, and it's not necessary, and end up saving the woman from going through a cesarean. On top of that, again, I know of cases where, for example, again, I'm sure I just know, again, doctors can tell you many, many more cases, but where there can be emergencies. The Yoledis is there, suddenly something goes wrong and there's a panic, right? They sound the alarm, all the doctors, all the midwives come running in. What do you think the Yoledis is going through at that time? She's panicking like anything. To have a labor coach there who can gain control of the situation, calm her, for sure, that's without any shaila whatsoever, goes into Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, to say that it's Bichlal, she's not really doing anything necessary, obviously, I don't think anyone's going to question that here, is absolutely nonsense. And for sure, as I said before, for a man to claim that he's not the one going through childbirth is obviously ridiculous. So we'll push that to the side. Now let's deal with the main question, which is it Mutar, does Yetiru Sofi Meshum Techiloso, the Psak that was given, Yesh Lahokel, is that really true when you're dealing with Doraisis? And the answer is, I don't know what their problem was over here. We know, we should know, at least if you actually learn the sugya properly, you'll know it's a major machlokes going back and with Heintiger Poskim as well. You've got the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz writes that Yisiru Sofim Shum Techiloso allows even Doraisis. Now I'm told, when they were told that, they said, yeah, but Rav Shlomo Zalman leaves it Tzarechir. He may leave it Tzarechir, but the Yaivitz still is Matir Doraisis. So you've got a Yaivitz, you've got a Chasam Sofer. And in fact, there's two teshuvas of the Chasam Sofer. There's one in Or HaChaim, but there's another one, interestingly enough, in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet, where he more or less addresses our very shaila. There's a case there with a doctor who was asked to go and treat a non-Jewish patient. And the Chasam Sofer basically is saying, being a doctor, you can charge. Bekitzer is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, in these sort of cases, very often you can wriggle out of it and avoid the whole shaila of Eva. You can give an excuse, a justifiable excuse, why you wouldn't, it's different, I can't do it for the person without getting into risks of Eivah. And the Chasam Sofer goes through the Stadim giving the person possible Eitzes, what sort of excuses you could use. But he says at the end of it, he says, look, if at the end of the day you feel you can't get out of it, fine, even if it's outside of Yud-Beis Mil, you have to do it. But he ends off and he says, but once you've gone outside of Yud-Beis Mil, he says there's no way in the world you'd be allowed to come back. Why? He says, no. You did it this time, why? Because of Abel. So if it came up again, you'll do it again because of Abel. The whole head of Yetir Sofer Mishum Techilase is because if we don't allow you to be Mechalel Shabbos on the way back, you won't do it next time. There's a risk you won't do it. Well, you will do it next time. The same reason is you want to do it this time because you're worried about Abel, the dangers that it could lead to because you're not willing to treat a goy. The same, you're going to use the same excuse next time. You're not going to say, I'm not going to go. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says it doesn't apply in that case. I'll call upon him, without going into the details, what you see over there is that if not for that, where we do have a genuine heter, a case of Sofer Mishum Techiloso, the Chasam Sofer would allow even Yud Beis Mil without any question. That fits because the Chasam Sofer allows the Arises. So you've got a Yaivitz, you've got a Chasam Sofer. Then coming close to our times, the famous one is Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein allowed Hatzolah members. Again, the details, it doesn't mean every single Hatzolah would be able to follow the same procedures, etc. But Rav Moshe allowed, definitely in America, for certain Hatzolahs, that they can drive back themselves on Shabbos. Once they've gone to a kul, they can drive back. And to make absolutely clear, it is not because they need their car the next time. It is not because they need ambulances back on base. It's not because they need their equipment. He says clearly, it is because of Hitiru, Sofa, Mishum Tichilose. And when he was challenged more than once on it, how can you be so makel? He said, I'm not being makel, I'm being machmir on Pikuach Nefesh. Right, you can read it in Igros Moshe. It's very clear. It's not because people have responded to that. They said, no, that was only because they need to be able to respond to the next calls. That's a separate point. That is nothing to do with the Heta of Rav Moshe. Sorry?
Can you explain the reason?
Again, the reason is because these people are going out on Shabbos. They've got families. They've dropped everything in the middle of their meal to go out to a call. If you tell them that, well, actually, it's the middle of the night, in fact, so it's not the middle. They've gone out, and you tell them, well, actually, you'll have to wait for a taxi to become available. It could be a two-hour wait. It could be a three-hour wait. They'll say, forget it. Next time, I can't do this on a regular basis.
Or the wives says, you're not going.
Or the wives, exactly. The wives won't let them go. Exactly the same thing. So therefore, he allowed, obviously, as I said, one's got to be very careful. Some Hatzolah do follow that. Some Hatzolah organizations do not allow them to drive back. Some will say it depends on the situation. Okay? But this was Rav Moshe Feinstein's take on it. And then again, you've got it. Chazon Ish allowed this as well. The Chazon Ish, quoted by the Stipler, allowed Doraisas, Al Tzitiru Sofa Mishum Tichilose. They even say the Brisker Rav allowed it. There's a case, I think, I couldn't find it again, but I remember reading once, I think it was either the Chazon Ish or the Brisker Rav. I think it was the Chazon Ish. A doctor walked back on Shabbos. I don't know wherever he'd gone to a case. He walked back. So, assuming it was the Chazon Ish, he got upset with him. He said, what are you doing? He said, no, don't worry, I'll go out next time. He said, no, you won't. You can't trust yourself that you could be so sure about that. Obviously, it depends on the distance and things like that. So, you've got a Chazon Ish, you've got a Brisker Rav, you've got Rav Nissim Karevitz also took on like that. The Shevet HaLevi, again, you can look at it inside. Shevet HaLevi writes in Shevet HaLevi, he writes there. He writes there, not Bederech Kvias. In other words, for a Hatzolah organization, he wouldn't allow it on a permanent basis. If you can get a goy to drive them back, for sure you can't just allow it on a permanent basis, because then Shabbos becomes like a weekday, and you lose the whole sort of Kedusha of Shabbos. But be yosod, we can allow even Doraisas. Now again, to make clear, there is obviously an opposing side. You've got going back, you've got Rav Shlomo Kluger did not allow it. Then closer to our times, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashin. You've got to realize, by the way, a lot of the Sforim which are quoted in those who are Machmir, they're just Talmidim of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. So you can't, as I was told, apparently the Minchas Yitzchok pointed this out. Very often when you see a list, you're trying to count up, you've got to actually take into account, you can have a whole list of five or six postkim, they're all really just one deal.
Shmira
Shabbos Kilchasa.
It's in the footnotes, it's not in this, it's in the footnotes, Samach Tes. That's where they are.
Yeah, correct. So obviously Rav Neuver being a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and yes, in the newer version he had asked Rabbi Yashiv as well. But Rabbi Yashiv also had like that. You look at Nishmas Avraham again, the main two people he's quoting there is obviously Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv. As it happens, the Sitz Elias also goes with that. So whichever way you turn there, this is who they're going to be quoting. But for sure, there are many others who are machmir. But listen to what the Tzitz Eliezer writes.
They're all matir and issa drabonon.
They are matir and issa drabonon. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that be'etzem, that we shouldn't even be a matir and issa drabonon. We should only allow what the Gemara actually says, which is tchum Shabbos drabonon, which obviously is more makel. Tchum Shabbos is obviously more makel than malach. Even in the Doraisa, it's not. There's no chiyav misa for it. It's a losas. We'll come to. Nonetheless, he says because of kvar hirazokin, since the chasam sofer is already allowed melacha, they point out he allowed even an issa Doraisa. It's a bit of a tzorachian, but since kvar hirazokin, you've got the chasam sofer, so therefore he says we can allow an issa derabonon. So most of them will allow an issa derabonon. There are those who are even more machmen saying nothing more than tchum Shabbos, but generally it's accepted issa derabonon. Yes. Issa Doraisa not, unless you go with the other school, who are Mati even in Surya Doraisa. But listen to what the Sitz Eliezer writes. The Sitz Eliezer writes, and this is what's perhaps most pertinent to our particular case. He says that he personally sides with the view that you cannot be Mati more than an Issa Derabonon. However, anyone who wants to follow the more lenient opinion, call it lenient, more Machmir, whichever way you're looking at it, but in other words, to be Mati in Issa Doraisa, they want to rely on Rav Moshe Feinstein. He writes, you can rely on the Amut Hayra'ah, that's what he calls him, The Pirat Horor of Moshe Feinstein, Ve'imazichen Osei, Ve'kol Shekin She'in Limchus. He says, Chas V'cholida to object, or make a whole big ruckus about it. You've got Moshe Feinstein to rely upon. So despite his own opinion, that's what the Sitz Eliezer writes. So quite clearly here, when the Posek Paskin Yesh Lahokin, he's aware there are two schools here, but he Paskin Yesh Lahokin. What I want to just show you just very briefly is that in this particular case, I think there's a the whole, if you look into the subject matter, you see there's a much bigger argument here why to be making in this particular case. And that is, like I said, we're not dealing with being matir melocha deiraisa on Shabbos. We're dealing with a shayda of tuchum Shabbos. Now, if it's taka deiraisa, okay, deiraisa, you can't, like we said, if you're machmir, you can't be matir isur deiraisa. But is Yud Beis Mil, is it an Issa D'Oraisa or is it an Issa D'Rabban? Where does it come from that it's an Issa D'Oraisa? The answer is, it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, based on the Pasuk, Al Yetzei Ish Mimakomo, that we learn out a person cannot go out on Shabbos, go outside of the equivalent of the Machane Yisrael. How big was the Machane Yisrael? Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. So based on that, you can't go further than roughly 12 kilometers outside of the city. Fine. But is that... And the Rambam Paskin is like that, the Goyim are brought like that, fine. But is it unanimous? The answer is most definitely not. As the Orach HaShulchan puts, I think it's the beginning of Simon Shin Sadik Zion, I think it is, he writes there that Roiv Rishonim don't agree with that. Roiv Rishonim say, in the Talmud Bavli, you find no mention of Yud Beis Mil. All we find is, there's a shit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Alpayim Amor, even 2,000 Amos is an Issa Deraisa. We for sure do not Paskin like that. So all you find in the Bavli is Alpayim Amor, and that's it. There is no mention of this concept of Yud Beis Mil. Al Yetzei Ish Mimakom is used for something else, and that's it. So he says, Roiv Rishonim don't Paskin like that. The Vilna Gaon, if you look in Siman Tov Daled, I think it's Sifkot and Zayin there, the Mishnah Berurah brings, he says, although from the Mechaber, because if you look there at the beginning of Siman Tov Daled there, the Mechaber makes mention of it, the Ramah mentions there are, in other words, there are two shitters. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it seems that the Mechaber is Mitzadid, is inclined to say it's an Issa D'Oraisa, but he writes, but the Vilna Gaon is inclined to say it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. In other words, the Vilna Gaon is Machriya, or definitely noted to say, like the Rishonim, we say it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the whole thing of Yud Beis Mil, is it an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan, is not clear cut at all.
You see, there's no fixed Tum Midoraisa.
Nope. The whole thing is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Midoraisa makes no difference. One, whether you go Alpayim Amor, Yud Beis Mil, it's no difference. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. That's it. So number one, that's point one. Even if you say it is an Issa D'Oraisa, let's go to point two. Let's say, Nagid, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. You then look in Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's Perek Chaf Zayin there. You'll find there is a Magid Mishnah. And he says like this. What is clear, if you look in Siman Tov Daled there, is... That the idea of Tuchum Shabbos D'Oraisa, assuming it is D'Oraisa, it's got to be similar to the Degolim of the Midbar. In the Midbar, they travelled on dry land. So if you're travelling in the sea, even if it's within 10 Tefachim, and therefore there is a Shaila of Tuchum, the sea, rivers, or anything like that, that is for sure, there is no Tuchum Shabbos D'Oraisa of Yud Beis Mil. That's for sure. But the Magid Mishnah inserts a couple of words in which he writes that a Karmid is the same thing. In other words, it's got to be similar to the Digne Midbar, it's got to be a Rosh HaSarabim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, bringing this, Magid Mishnah says, according to this Magid Mishnah, it comes out today, even according to the day that Yud Beis Mil is D'Oraisa, today it doesn't exist, because we don't have a Rosh HaSarabim D'Oraisa today. Okay, without getting in political, whether we do today, we don't, but for sure at that time, they didn't have these big cities, big city roads, etc. You didn't have the 600,000. So for sure, there was no Rosh HaSarabim D'Oraisa, at least L'chol HaDeis, and therefore, he says, according to this Magid Mishnah, Yud Beis Mil D'Oraisa, the whole concept goes out the window. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins like that, the Kaf HaChaim brings it without any dissenting opinions, and he writes that clearly. He says, according to this, if you're missing any of the conditions, if any of the conditions for Rosh HaSarabim D'Oraisa are not met, so for example, 600,000 for us, that's generally a gain. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, when it comes to the Shaila of 600,000, beginning with Siman Shin Mem Hei, Sif Zayin there, when he talks about it, he says that Yechidim, Yerei Shalayim, should be Machmir, but, call it for the Tzibur, generally the accepted Hanhova is 600,000 for Ashkenazim is taken on. So in this particular case, it comes out then if you don't have 600,000, which you don't, up north there, you don't have 600,000 there, not for the Yud Beis Mil, that's for sure, then again, you will not have the Yud Beis Mil Deoraisa. So we've got 2 points. Number one, is Yud Beis Mil Deoraisa Derabonon, is a major machlokes Rishonim. It's a major machlokes all the way through Lahalacha. Even if you want to say Yud Beis Mil is Deoraisa, but according to all these deyos, it wouldn't apply unless it's Rosh Hashanah and Deoraisa. If there's no Issa Deoraisa of carrying, as they put it, there can't be an Issa Deoraisa of Tchum Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah writes the Yesh Lahachmi. He's not happy with it. But again, we've shown two stodim.
So when you say Yud Beis Mil, are you talking about Yud Beis Mil where there's no cities in between?
No cities in between. Correct. There's no cities in between.
So you're saying from wherever...
From Karmia up to thing. It's just roads. I questioned that.
12 kilometers, which is where there's nothing?
Apparently there's nothing. I don't know, my geography is one subject I can't...
I was there last week, it looked to me it was all built up, but never mind.
I'm told as well that there's no debate about that. That's always the way it's taken on, is if you want to go from...
12 kilometers where there's nothing.
There's nothing there. Nothing which sort of...
Built.
If you, yeah, what, when you're driving through there, again, you can if you can find otherwise, that would make even better. But
I just want to understand the Yud Beis Mil.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm told is accepted. That's not the Shido there. The third point to consider is like this: that the birth coach in this case, she wasn't actually going anywhere. She was simply sitting in a car, and somebody was transporting her from A to B. Now, in Eruvin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, there is a Tosus which brings a Rashbam. Who says mitzad tchumin? Now maybe other issues, but mitzad tchumin, it is mutter lechatchila on Shabbos to go onto a ship, even if the ship is within 10 tefachim. So you got tchumin. It is mutter to go onto a ship and just sit there and let the ship take you off outside the Yud Beis Mil, because you're not doing anything. The Ramban holds like this as well, because the Ramban, the way he puts it, he says avada. How you talking? If a person was sitting in their own little bubble, their own rishus hayochin, and somebody's moving him off, or the sea's moving, or something like that, you're going to say there's an issa of tuchumin? Most definitely not. The Ma'arik goes like this. Now, it's true. We don't paskin like that. In Reish Mem Ches, the Beis Yosi brings it, and he says he rejects it. But the Maisa, the Balatanya writes, in Simon Reish Mem Ches, in the Kuntra Safra in there, I think it's Sif Kolton Gimel, he says, although we do not paskin like this Rashba, but it is no more than an issa derabonon if you are not doing the traveling. Now again, there may be those who disagree with that, but you've got a Balatan, you've got a Shulchan Aruch Harav, who was, if you're not doing the traveling, you're just sitting there and somebody is doing the work for you. In this case, it will be Amir al-Akum, because she's asking somebody to do it for her. Presumably you'd have Amir al-Akum, but it's back to a Darabon. So we've now shown three reasons why it may be an Issa Darabon. Speaking on Shabbos to Rav David Dunner, he mentioned another potential tzad. I don't think it's likely, but if the seats of the car are more than 10 tefachim from the ground, so I don't know, maybe in a previa or something like that, I haven't measured it, then you enter a shayda. The post can speak about a case if you're riding on an animal. So do you say, well, the animal's on the ground, or do you look at where the person is sitting? Do you look at where their legs are hanging? So somebody put it, you have to cross your legs then if you want to avoid that. But al koponim, it's unlikely that the seat of the car is going to be above 10 tefachim, and if it was, you could then be done on the shayla of Ein Tuchumin Amala Mi'asoro. So the kitzur we've now shown, number one, it's a machlokes, whether it's Deoraisa, whether Hetiru Sefer Mishum Tichon also applies to Deoraisas as well. Got many Gedolei Aposkim who are Mati, even in Nisuri Deoraisa. Yud Beis Mil is a machlokes, but it's Deoraisa Derabono. Even if you hold it's Deoraisa, but according to some, that's only if the Rosh Hasharabim is Deoraisa. And then on top of that, the whole thing of being transported in a car, is that any worse than Amir al-Akam? According to some Rishonim, Bechlal, there's nothing. We may not pass on that, but according to them, there wouldn't be anything. Finally, what happens when she gets back, though? So finally she gets back, though, but can she move? We know that even if a person is brought back, but then you got the whole shayla about going outside of your Daladamas, etc. So for that, we have a Ramban. The Ramban says, for sure, he proves it. He says, of course, once you've gone, even if you go out be'issa, if you go outside of your Tchum Shabbos be'issa, so we know that Chazal, what goes there, you can't move from there, basically. But that is only mid Rabbanon. He says, how do I know that? Because otherwise, how could the Rabbanon come along and say that if a person goes out berashus, he goes out berashus, And he, we're misakin alpaim amufim. In other words, he goes for kiddush achidush or something like that. Once you've done your job, if there's an issa deiraisa, every lamosha, every amu, every four amus is an issa deiraisa, how could it be okay a deiraisa? Elamai, the issa deiraisa is to go outside of your yud base mill if it's deiraisa, but after that, there's no more issa deiraisa, it'll be an issa derabonon. The Menchas Chinuch passes like that as well. The Malkus will only be for that first amu that he travels outside from Shabbos. After that, there's no, it can only be an issa derabonon. So we've shown on many stodim that this doesn't seem to be a, there's many stodim to argue that we're dealing with nothing more than a derabonon. So therefore, for this time of Chacham to say yesh lahokel, showing he's well aware, there aren't going to be those who are marking even on your base mill. There are, I know that. But at the end of the day, to say that he's got it all wrong for passing yesh lahokel is, to say the least, rather disturbing and difficult to understand.
Good.